Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
What triggered that?
I read a book called Indians of the Americas. I after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian and that everything we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate. And our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone, it simply doesn't apply to those who are not white. It just simply doesn't apply. And we were the most rapacious, aggressive, destructive, torturing, monstrous people who swept from one coast to the other, murdering and causing mayhem among the Indians. There's one Indian in this. But that isn't revealed, because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And also what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood and by motion pictures. They have educated us. So we naturally believe that when the Indians came, that the wagon circled and the Indians rode around and subjected themselves to terrible fire and died at a ratio of 65 to 1.
Both barrels of a shotgun would always get two Indians.
And that wasn't the way it was at all. But anyway, Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films. And in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting. And so we must set about to re-educate ourselves. Who are you looking at?
You.
Oh,
there's a message coming. But
oh, okay.
One thing I wanted to get into on that, too, was the subject of not only how the Indians treated on the screen, but off the screen. I know
Let me tell you another thing. At a time when we say, especially, that we are going to keep our treaties and that we do keep our word and that we above all people do keep our word, I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered. Things are 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 altered.
Locked on Hindsight Radio.
Ayo, it's poison. Ecstasy, coke, you say it's love, it is poison. Schools where I learned, it should be burned, it is poison. Physicians prescripting us medicine, which is poison. Doctors injecting our infants with the poison. Religion misunderstood, it's poison. Niggas up in my hood be getting shot, giving poison. In hospitals, shots riddled to block little children and elderly women run for their lives. Drizzling rain come out the sky. Every time somebody dies, must be out my fucking mind. What is this, the 100th time sending flowers to funerals? Reading rest in peace, you know the usual. Death comes in threes, life is short, is what some niggas said. Not if you measure life by how one lives and what he did. And funny how these black killer companies is making money off us. Fast food, cola, soda, skull and bone crosses. It's all poison. Ecstasy, coke, you say it's love, it is poison. Schools where I learn, they should be burned, it is poison. Physicians prescripting us medicine, which is poison. Doctors injecting our infants with the poison. Religion must overstud, it's poison. Sisters up in my hood, try to do good, giving choices. When pregnant, drop out of school, I have abortion. Stop
working, hoping that they find a man that will support them up late night on their mother's cordless, thinking a perm or bleaching cream will make them better when they're gorgeous. White girls tanning, liposuction, fake titties are implanted, fake lips, that's life destruction. Light-skinned women, biracial, hateful toward themselves, denying even their blood. I don't judge Tiger Woods, but I overstand the mental poison that's even worse than drugs. Yo, it's poison. Ecstasy, coke, you say it's love, it is poison. Schools where I learned, they should be burned, it is poison. Physicians prescribing us medicine, which is poison. Doctors injecting our infants with the poison. Religion misunderstood is poison. Radio and TV, poison. White Jesus, poison. And any thoughts of taking me down is poison. Who want beef now? My heat shall anoint the plow. Never to worry, all the wrongdoers got it coming back to them 1,000 times over. Every dog has his day, and everything flips around. Even the most greatest nation in the world has it coming back to them. Everybody reaps what they sows, that's how it goes. Innocent lives will be taken, and may get worse, but we'll get through it, y'all. Be strong. The Chinaman built the railroad, the Indian saved the pilgrim, and in return the pilgrim killed him. They call it Thanksgiving, I call your holiday hell day, cause I'm from poverty, neglected by the wealthy. Me and my niggas share gifts, a day like Christmas, slave bitches, and party a day like this is the last. I whip my heckles, connecting them, we hitting the lab. This is my level, fuck it, forget you mad, it's all poison. All of my words to enemies, it is poison. Rappers only talk about keys, it's all poison. How could you call yourself MCs, you ain't poison. Think about the kids you mislead with the poison. And any thoughts of taking me down is all poison. Who want beef now? My heat shall anoint them. Plow.
What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. This soul just found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my nigga. What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. This soul just found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my
this nigga.
Nigga
Ike with the Ivis in Jersey. Light skin with herpes. Fucking sisters in Harlem, Brooklyn, and D.C. This is the problem, cause he never telling me got it. From letting fags suck him off right, cause Allen in 9-3, drives a Benz, hangs at all the parties, all the concerts, backstage where the stars be, rocking their shirts and bitches' faces like clockwork. What's your name, where you from, chain blinging, thinking, girls everywhere is dumb, taking pride and ruining their lives, so they can never have babies, and they can never be wives. He never used a condom, give him head, he gotcha, met the wrong bitch, and now he dead from the monster AIDS. I contemplate, believing in karma, those on top could just break, and won't be eating tomorrow. I know some bitches who be sleeping on niggas' dreams, they leave when that nigga blow, she the first bitch on her knees. Knowing dudes that's neglecting they seeds, instead of taking care of them, they spending money on trees. I pray for you, deadbeat daddies, cause when them kids get grown, it's too late for you. Now you old and you getting shitted on. It's all scientific, mystic, you know the earth and the stars. Don't hesitate to say you heard it from Nas, what is destined shall be. George Bush killer to George Bush kills me. Much blessings, be healthy, remember.
What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. It's all just found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my nigga. What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. It's all just found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my nigga.
You're listening to your host, Akeem L.
We now continue our study in the series Control Your Luck, treating upon the idea of how to control your life, your luck, and your circumstances. The title of today's lesson is an interrogatory sentence. Dumb luck or science? And repeat the question after me. Dumb luck or science? Which am I going to live by? And in this lesson, I'm giving you a three-part technique for getting what you want. The first text is from the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk, the second chapter, the second verse. And I want you to repeat it after me. Thunder it back at me, in fact, as I shall read it. And the Lord answered me,
and the Lord answered me,
and said,
write the vision.
Make it plain.
Make it plain.
Write the vision.
Make it plain.
Write your dreams.
Write your dreams.
Write your good desires. Write what you want to be. To do and to have. Make it plain. Write your goals. Make them plain. The next text is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter, the 51st verse. These are the words of Jesus to the blind man that I love to talk about with a fair degree of regularity. The blind man who was crying after Jesus as he passed by in a great healing and blessing crusade. He had heard that there's a man going around making the lame walk, the dumb talk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. One day he heard this great noise. He heard a great crowd. And he said to those around him, well, what is all of this noise that I hear? What is all of this rejoicing that I hear? I believe I hear some hallelujahs. I believe I hear some glory to God. What is all of this? They said to him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And so he began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They tried to hush him up, but he was the one that had the need. And as they tried to hush him up, he cried the more, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. But he really wasn't being very specific. Finally, Jesus said, bring him over here. Jesus said these words that we're reading for our text. These four words I choose from Jesus' response to the blind man who cried for mercy. And I'm going to have you thunder them back at me.
What?
Do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Now I want you to say it word by word. What do I want? Again, what do I want? All right. When you get home, take a whole piece of paper and let that be the heading. What do I want? And we're talking about living by science rather than by dumb luck. Learn how to live not by dumb luck, but by science and knowledge. Knowledge of the law. The Lord, the law of mind, the Word of God. You don't have to live by dumb luck. So say with me, I don't have to live by dumb luck. Now, you know, the people who really depend on luck, they really don't want to take responsibility for making their lives what they want it to be. They don't want to take responsibility for themselves, but you can live by science, by knowing. The word science comes from the original Greek word gnoskai or gnoski, which means to know. You can know what you want, and you can know how to get it, how to be it, to do it, and to have it. And that's what we're talking about today. I discovered some very interesting statistics. 75% of the people do not know what they want. I have discovered that perhaps the most confusing question to ask a person is, what do you want? Try it sometimes on somebody who's complaining. Well, things are not going right. I don't have this. I don't have that. I wanted to be this. I wanted to be that, but things didn't work out, blah, 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 and boo, boo, boo. Well, just stop and cut right through and say, well, what do you want? I told you this some time ago. We were at a very luxurious French restaurant in Beverly Hills, and there were several people sitting at the table with me. And they brought out those big menus with some of everything on it that heart could desire. And one young man sat there and looked at that menu that had every suggestion almost imaginable on it. And finally, when it was his time to give his order, and the captain said to him, what do you want? He looked up bewildered and said, I don't know what I want. I want every one of you to know that life hands you a menu. Say with me, the menu of life is in my hand.
The menu of life is in my hand.
Say it again, the menu of life.
is in my hand. And you see, God has placed the menu of life in your hand. Somewhere in the Old Testament, God says, behold, I set before you both good and evil, death and life. And Joshua said, what? Choose you this day. I say the greatest cause for people not getting what they want is that they do not make a direct choice, a definite, positive choice. The menu of life is in your hand. And Jesus said to the blind man in the text we just read, what do you want that I should do unto you? I hear you praying. You see, that's another thing. Prayer that is...
You're listening to Solomon's Temple on Hindsight Radio.
Peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. Hey, peace, God. How you doing?
Doing good. Good, good. Well, I'm sitting still today, so I can concentrate on the boards.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, man. We be multitasking.
Yeah, I know, man. It's rough when you're doing it all pretty much by yourself. And man, I got books thrown all over the place that I need to start reading and things I want to do. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I got this car dealership license now. I'm trying to do
that.
That's
great.
Yeah. So,
man,
trying to, you know, keep more than one pot open.
Man, you got to.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you do. You do. So how's everything going over there?
Good, man. Everything going good. You know.
Yeah,
man. It's always gonna be challenges, but hell, let's expect. You know?
Right, yeah.
It's always gonna be that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I love the challenges because it helps you demonstrate.
Yes, it does.
You can't
right.
demonstrate your godhood. You can't just be saying that you are embodying your godhood and then don't expect to be challenged. You got to.
You know that people don't want to be challenged though. You know, they get a little difficulty, they running out of the way. Oh, this ain't supposed to be like that. Yes, it is supposed to be like that. How do you think you're going to learn how to do something if you don't get challenged? You know, I mean, they're doing it in all facets of life. In their relationships, get a little difficulty. They want
right.
to run away from it, you know? Like, why did you even get in a relationship? You thought it was going to be, I love you every day? I mean, I ain't going to like you.
Hell no. You know,
some days I want your ass to disappear. Just go somewhere, get away. I mean, that's just the truth of it. That's reality. You know,
with the interest
but,
stuff, you know. And that,
yeah.
you know, and really, that it's a lesson that you're supposed to learn from the person in the relationship too. They got certain things they gotta fulfill for you.
Mhm.
And people don't like talking about that. You know.
No, they don't want. That's why
like
people
that.
Keep running into the set. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I wish I could. You know, that's why everybody like the girlfriend. The girlfriend is the ultimate.
Mhm.
You know, having a girlfriend or a boyfriend is the ultimate because it's an optional thing, and you ain't got to deal with that crap.
Right.
You know, it is less stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go through the trials and tribulations what it takes to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's not that complicated because it's really all about how you think in your mind. That's really it. It's your mind and thoughts.
That's right.
How you perceiving stuff, how you taking stuff. And most people don't want to take responsibility for those thoughts that they have. You know, everybody going to get a thought of, you know, a negative thought. It's just how you process
mm-hmm.
it, you know, what you act on. You know, you're going to get somebody gonna come and, you know, immediately present. They present some negativity. Your first reaction is to do something to retaliate. You know.
Right.
But it's how you, you know. Yeah. Go ahead.
See, sometimes when I'm looking at people charts, sometimes you're supposed to quit your job.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's something that you're supposed to be learning that you ain't get. Because the first thing
right.
people want to do is run from a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're supposed to, it's something you're supposed to get from, especially if you keep seeing it everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep seeing it everywhere you go.
Job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes a person ain't supposed to quit. You know,
no.
Everybody want to run and try to find the easy way. Sometimes they ain't supposed to be that. Sometimes it's supposed to be that challenge, and your spirit will show you. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can run everywhere, but you're gonna see that same test. Sometimes you post, it's something you're supposed to do.
Well,
and everybody,
everybody
ain't supposed to work for themselves and be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of things
mm-hmm.
that we think everybody ain't supposed to do that. This universe is balanced.
I don't think everybody qualified to work for themselves. I don't believe that
you know,
one bit. Some
even
people just ain't ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody individual, John. Everybody ain't supposed to be millionaires and billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody would like to, but that, you know, that ain't what it's really about. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think, well, that's not knowing that, it can set up frustration in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
some things are supposed to go the way it's going. Even with diseases. That we encounter. There's lessons in that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we look at it as righteous suffering. But doing this righteous suffering is something you're supposed to learn and grow from it instead of
mm-hmm.
the complaining. You know, you got to always ask yourself, what does a creator that's within trying to get me to actualize, because the number one thing that everybody here for is for soul growth and a high understanding, you know. And these things don't come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's real deep because you know, I see people every day and sometimes they be surprised with my response once I look at what's going on with their numbers and their astrological
mm-hmm.
configurations. And then you'll see, like, okay, you're supposed to be doing this, and you're supposed to, there's something you're supposed to get from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, see, you got a human understanding, and it's a divine understanding as well. You know, it's two
right.
types of ways to look at things. You can see somebody with fucked up parents, which is on some human shit. It's like, damn, your mama
mm-hmm.
supposed to love you. Your daddy supposed to love you. But then,
right.
then it's the divine reason. You know, and with their understanding, it creates peace. You know, what I noticed, what I've been noticing, and everybody see it. Everywhere you go, you see a dialysis center. It's so many. I was out of town, and everywhere you go, man. I mean, there's so many dialysis centers.
Mm-hmm.
That they you can be beside one, don't you know you beside one. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, I don't know if I'm just observing it, Columbia has a high population of black people. It seems like it's overwhelming majority of the original people in these dialysis centers. And each person in the dialysis center for different reasons. But most of it is high blood pressure and diabetes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many people on these machines. It's actually extremely disappointing and upsetting. We didn't got a tremendous amount of people off the machine. We didn't got so many people off the machine that we got nurses that work at Dallas Simmons, and they give people our card to help get them off. You know, and so, and there's three nurses in particular that do it more than anybody. And it's like, damn, they sick of it, and they, you know, they risking their jobs to try to help people, you know. But you got to put in the work. You can't be like, oh, I want to get off. Every once in a while, I have people that's really not committed to getting off the machine. They and what I mean is they want to get off, but then they don't want to do it. It's going to require to get off. Now they didn't spend years destroying their kidneys, and then they want to be off in a couple of weeks. Or they don't want to stop eating this. They don't want to stop doing that. It's you know, so what I'm saying ain't for those people. I want to make that clear.
Right.
You got some people, I want to get off, and then they don't want to change nothing, but they want to be off the machine. That's impossible. Now they're thinking like some, you know, some church people. And I'm not disrespecting church people, but you know what I'm saying. You know, Jesus blessed you so you can eat anything. That just sounds crazy. You can't just eat anything. Even though you may look at one person and they can eat it, each person is an individual. Everybody's constitution is extremely different. We born with inherent weaknesses and inherent strength. This need to be understood, you know. I was watching this thing. I've seen so many shows with people doing the most ridiculous things. From swallowing nails, eating glass. It is a show with
like, what's the purpose of that you could eat glass? Like, what is the purpose? Like, it's like that has no monetary value, spiritual value, no value. You can see somebody eat glass all day. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And they had this one girl on this show. There's some kind of show on Netflix that my niece was watching. My niece, they came to visit me, and she was watching me. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this shit? Because I seen it is a believe it or not with the people swallowing nails and eating glass. But these people are doing even more, doing worse than that. They had one girl that was taking them aerosol sprays, and she squirting them off all day. That's what she liked.
What? Look. That's programming, and I think they got people out there that are just zombies, you know.
They can do it.
I think that's what they're turning them into, mindless zombies. Or, you know, just. Now, you know, we're talking about that dialysis. I got a question. I want to ask you something. When my uncle got, they said he needed dialysis and his kidneys were starting to fail, they told him not to drink water.
Yeah.
And I thought that water would be the very thing you need to drink.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm my own. I'm going to talk about the kidney a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, since you brought this up, I'm going to say this. Now, everything that you hear from the clinic is actually designed to keep you on the machine.
Right.
Every concept that they give you, everything they tell you, is not designed to get you off the machine. It's designed to keep you dependent on the machine. And so you'll never get off the machine, because 32 ounces of water would keep most people alive. Now, you should know there's something wrong, because you're supposed to drink half your body weight a day in ounces, which nobody does. I don't know why they don't. You know, it's hard for people to drink water without being thirsty. And actually, that's the only thing you're supposed to drink. Anyway, you know, and so now the kidney's already stressed out. Like, of course, you're going to urinate a lot. So what? The kidneys were designed for
You know, that's the first damn thing. Oh, it's going to make me go to the bathroom so much. They think more about the inconvenience of going to the bathroom than being healthy.
These things, those things that you were talking about at the beginning of the show, you can't help nobody with. Nobody don't want to change their mindset. Nobody want to do nothing, but then they won't just. You know, of course, it's not easy to hold a positive thought. That's why a few people get what they want. You know, I've been through so many things in my life, but there's one thing that I've been blessed to have, and it's actually a characteristic that's in my who I am. I can always be positive. I can get upset. By the time I got through cussing, I'm good.
Right.
I can literally get everything out at one time, and it's kind of funny. And really, everybody should do it. And it's what kids do. It's a primal thing that kids do, that we teach kids not to do. You're supposed to have a fit. be strong. Don't have a fit. Stop crying.
You gotta let that out every now and then.
Yeah, but what you know is about a kid, they do that shit, and then they can come back and talk to you, and they good. I mean, we were kids, we could fight and hang back with each other. I'd beat the hell out of you. You'd beat the hell out of me. And, hey, we playing ball. And don't feel no way about it. But we lost that because we're in an artificial society, and we taught to be, taught the whole, you know, to can feel it and hold grudge. But, so how can, if everybody pulls a drink half, they buy the weight now, is right. There's also got a concept that for healthy people, drink 9 glasses of water a day, which is not good. Because it's these generic things we need to stop. Everything is not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this before I go back to the kidneys. Like, man, I'm a huge, you know, I was a huge fan of Cam Newton. I don't know what the hell Cam Newton doing now. But I liked what he was doing. I liked what he was doing at one time, because he, you know, it seemed like that man had changed the culture for about a year. Yeah, all these black people happy, black talent, all kinds of stuff. Then the brother threw the Super Bowl. He had people doing all kinds of stuff, just proud of being black. He was doing the Superman thing. It was a good look for us. We were looking powerful.
They got them wearing women's clothes now for some reason.
Women's clothes and everything. They been doing something.
They must got something
wearing,
on. They did. Yeah.
Wearing whole heels. It's really bad. I knew that he had did something wrong immediately. And people ain't going to like this, but I don't care. I like saying stuff people don't like. He became a vegan. And I said, oh, Lord, he done messed up now. And he he immediately did what vegans do. See, that type of diet is a good diet if you're away from society. You're going to be very airheaded, spacey, and highly emotional. Now, you will have a stronger spiritual insight, but that's going to make it real annoying to be around people. You know what I'm saying? Anybody understand that? No. That's why you fast for a little while, then you do things in moderation. Nothing extreme is good, especially for a certain period of time. This man that got so little, and he out here with warriors. What? You out here.
That's easy.
It's a diet.
Yeah.
It's a diet for warriors, and it's a diet for monks. You're not a monk. You're not in a cave chanting by yourself. You know?
Right.
And most of them boys on the field do steroids. This is no secret.
they're doing something,
And so now you out there with them, and then you only eating leaves and lettuce. Come on, man. And then he looks so little, even with the pads on, you know. But I knew that wasn't going to work in that type of thing. And that's why we got to cut this fad. This fad shit needs to stop. You know, what's the end thing that everybody doing? And so that's when I go back to what I'm saying. 9 glasses of water, they like to tell people 8 or 9 glasses, they change every year. How can a child drink 9 glasses of water unless it's a baby shack? There's not enough water for that. That's too much water for that child. That's too much water for a person 70 pounds. You know, that's not enough water for a person, a big person. It needs to be half your body weight and ounces. So now they got everybody, because this is an agenda, you know, they got everybody drinking 32 ounces of water a day. I got some people 6'6". I had one brother 6'11" on the dialysis machine. They had him drinking 32 ounces of water. Literally, this brother was, I thought he was 7 foot. I swear he like he duck up. He duck up under the dough, but he say he not 7 foot. That brother duck up under that dough. And they had him drinking 32 ounces of water a day. Really? You know, but it's to keep him on that machine. Okay? So you know, now the interesting thing, which all imbalances in the body have a spiritual part. On the spiritual level, we understand that from an astrological perspective, that, let's don't get this confused, because a lot of people understand that each sign of the zodiac is ruled by a particular organ, which is true. Like, for instance, the Libra is ruled, the kidneys. Libra ruled by the kidneys. Nevertheless, you don't have to be a Libra. You're going to have Libra in different parts of your chart, and particularly the seventh house. The seventh house rules the kidneys. And most people got, but if you got squares or Saturn in the seventh house, you're going to have issues in your kidneys, okay? So you don't have to be a sun sign Libra, which confuses people. We have influences by all of the planets, but we just got to be mindful if we got squares or Saturn in those positions.
And
our position, you know, we can have different things to bring the imbalance down, and you will find that imbalance in all people charts that have issues with their kidneys. I've never not seen this happen ever. Okay, it's so scientific. I haven't seen a case of this. Now, the sacral chakra rules the kidney, so we know that we use orange crystals and crystals to bring vibration to help heal that area. Okay, so we naturally we use crystals like orange agates, carnelian. You know, there are many crystals that help heal the sacral. Carnelian is one of my favorites. Crystals for that that particular region is really good. I mean, you can put it on your back. You can lay on top of them if you ain't got nobody that can put it on your back. And you know, orange tourmaline. There's lots of different orange calite. You know, these crystals are sending healing energies to that region. If you put them down, you got to make sure that you recharge them crystals. You can't just wear them every day because they can become depleted. Okay?
Okay.
Then we understand that everything has an emotional part. So you have to be careful of negative feelings. And one of the number one negative feeling is fear. And I get it. You know, we need to, you know, and this is a private matter, but a lot of people are going to say, I ain't got no fear. Everybody got fear. So before you, if you having kidney problems and, you know, because sometimes, you know, people, the ego get down. Before you speak too quick, really evaluate everything. It could be fear of the police. It could be fear of love. It's lots of fears. You know, and one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich, he got a whole chapter on the ghost of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's it's many fears. Even if it's fear of somebody else, it's fear that we all have to deal with at time to time, and it's more than just some things. It can be fear being broke. It's lots of fear. Also, you have to be mindful of being shocked about things. If you're having a shock, that can affect your kids. You know. Some tremendously
bad news.
You said
shocked?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
You get some tremendously bad news, you know, extreme surprise. Somebody really, you know what I'm saying, that can mess with your kidneys, you know. And then, but we got to also look at on the positive side, because you can always flip feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, wisdom really helps the kidney. You know, if you gain wisdom, your kidneys stay stronger because, you know, through wisdom, you realize that half the stuff that you're worried about ain't going to happen anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think I would have had more fun in college here. And I really was wild at school. I probably would have had more fun, you know, because half the stuff I was worried about didn't happen. You know? Half the stuff, you know what I'm saying, that you be worried about don't happen. You know, We have to stop drinking these sodas and this caffeine. That really will shut you down.
Yeah, that's what people drinking, man. I see diabetes, now, people with diabetes drinking that stuff.
They drank it. Right. Now, what's crazy, no animal on this planet, really nothing drank on this planet except it's one other exception. Everything on this planet drank herbal tea. The mammals drank milk and water, mostly herbal tea. Mostly they drink herbal tea because if you understand herbs, just by you putting herb in water, you don't have to boil the water. Sometimes some herbs are better if you don't boil the water.
Right.
But a lot of them, you can get the nutrients out quicker when you boil them. But just leaves, water sitting in leaves, water sitting in the pond, that's herbal tea. You know, because
they drink all that bacteria, everything.
Yeah, probiotics, all of that. Everything in there. They drink it just like it is. Probiotics, all of that. They ain't straining it out. And none of them ever sick. No vaccine, no nothing. Because nature is the vaccine.
Yep.
That's
when you think about it, you take a fish out of a pond or a lake, right? You put it in a regular fish tank, it'll kill it.
That's right.
It'll kill it. And it'll kill, if you got fish that's been used to that water, it'll kill them too.
That's right.
Eventually.
They're too down.
They ain't got nothing in them to protect them.
They're too pure.
Yeah.
They vegan.
Yeah.
They vegan and all these other damn titles. Raw, you know, man, you can't. The worst thing you can do is be extreme. They raw food is. I would rather be the brother that can eat out the trash can that can't die from nothing than the raw food that you cough on.
But you think, you see all them damn alcoholics that be on the street, homeless. They see they live forever.
They live forever,
doctor,
don't they?
Nothing. they don't go to the doctor or nothing. So when you think about it, what's killing people is the doctors.
That's right.
You know, the study has shown that people with health insurance have a shorter lifespan than people without. You know, I've been sick less since I stopped going to the doctor.
That's right.
I don't have no issues and everything. I'm getting a good little sneezing here and there, but nothing that will put me down in the bed for a few days. You know, so many people they get sick and they can't get out of bed for a couple of days. I don't even remember that ever happened to me.
It was crazy. Had the people on high blood pressure, because they're in the doctor's office. It's a well-known fact that you got that your blood pressure go up just when you're getting a check.
That's when my aunt died, in the doctor's office waiting on a doctor. My cousin died that way, in the doctor's waiting on a doctor. Right there. Both of them had a heart attack. Explain that to me. You and the doctor and you have a heart attack.
You talking about the ghost of fear. I used to always get anxiety going to the doctor. When I was a child, scared what he's gonna say. And half the stuff I go in there thinking I don't got.
No,
I remember one time, man.
They say most of the time they test you, you ain't got what they say you got. When they testing you, them tests that. Even with the high blood pressure, they're coming out that a lot of them tests are wrong. People don't even have these problems. These heart problems, clogged out of you. They ready to stick a stent in you. A lot of the times, they don't even have those issues.
When I was in college, I thought something was wrong with my heart. I'm not joking. Man, I stayed at the hospital. I kept going to the hospital, went to a specialist, and, you know, my parents had good insurance. So they didn't mind me fooling up with them every day. And the ancestors worked, looked out for them. They didn't put me on that. Most people have been, they've been them putting them on something just to make them leave them alone, you know? And where they
I think in the last 20 years, they've ramped that up. You know, they found a way to make money, but now they just diagnosing people with everything to get that
That's
money.
Right. And what I had, what I was experiencing was medical student syndrome. You know, when you observe certain illnesses and certain things, you start thinking you got it. You know,
right. See,
and
playing with you.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing wrong with me, but you know that's what I was experiencing. And I have clients that come in and they be thinking there's something wrong with them. I look at their eyes, I look at them, they don't have that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, sometimes fear can make you even exhibit symptoms.
Right.
Your consciousness is literally that strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally that strong. You know, so yeah, we have to kill that them type of diet, right? Definitely, you definitely like I talked with somebody yesterday, and they got these kidney problems, and I drunk. Hey, I almost fell in the floor. You on the DAS machine, and you drunk a soda yesterday. I couldn't believe it. And he was looking at me like, I was like, man, you drunk a soda yesterday? You know? See, and
they don't care about
I couldn't believe
they don't care about themselves.
You know, he's like, yeah, you drank a pep. I'm like, God, how you do that? You know, that's why you got diabetes in that. It's like we do it to ourselves and then be blaming a God outside you, which is God that's within us doing it. But you know, like in Norway, all they do is eat apples, drink apple juice, drink apple cider, drink all these apple products. You know, they wouldn't know what to do if something happened to your kidneys. You know, now, let me make this clear. Shit, I don't know about that. You know, that's what it was years ago with, you know, with this new wave of people. They let them get into this, you know, with a lot of stuff can change within 20 years. This stuff I'm seeing black people do, I never thought I would see them doing it, you know.
You black people, the new white people. You didn't know that?
Yeah, it's like, you just...
They the new white people. They take... Listen, we taking on their attributes and they taking on ours. You see?
That's right.
Them white kids are listening to rap more than we do. They try to dress like us, talk like us, and we try to be like them. It's flipping. Pay attention, man. They out there. It's flipped. It really has flipped.
So, you know, it's crazy. So, at one time, they didn't have no situations with the kidney. And the reason why, because they ate those particular type things. You know what I'm saying? They drank juice, apple products like we drank, beverages, sodas, and all this other mess. Now, you know, so... You want to have a lot of good quality apples, including eating the apple seeds. You got to eat those, you know. They got, you know what I'm saying? You got it's stuff in everything. It's anthrax in the soil. But when you separate cyanide from the other components, it makes it dangerous. You separate the anthrax from the soil, you know. is so you can fast mm-hmm. off apples and eliminate the worst kidney stones just by fasting off apples for a week and drinking number apple juice and water. The kidney stones will dissolve by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can shrink them faster with herbs, and particularly
mm-hmm.
The chanka pedra. I love that mm-hmm. plant for dissolving kidney stones. The hydrangea root. Mm-hmm. These two plants really break down stones easy. I mean, they dissolve right. them. Gravel root, cane of the meadow. These plants really dissolve stones, and they'll pass them. Now, if you're having pain, you can take some wild yam. That'll help mm-hmm. with the lobelia, you know, black cohosh. These plants, kava, will help with them spasms mm-hmm. as you pass them, so they won't be painful. And you can make it a little more soothing. You can soothe your urethra as you pass them through with mm-hmm. with corn silk. That little silk that's on the corn is really good. You know, the marshmallow root really soothes that area and have it mm-hmm. where you can pass it good. When you're dealing with like infections in your bladder, UTIs, bladder infections,
mm-hmm.
Kidney infections,
mm-hmm.
you know, these things. Because sometimes a brother, a pass, bleed, and it's real frightening. He'll bleed out blood. I mean, he'll urinate out blood. It ain't nothing but a kidney mm-hmm. infection. You know, mm-hmm. a prostate issue, you know. So, you know, we use herbs that this antibiotic and have a affinity for this area, like Uva Ursi, you know, juniper mm-hmm. berry. You got to be careful with juniper berry. It's very potent, you know. It's really potent. So, you know, the buchu, you know, these plants are really good, you know, for infections in that region. I love those plants. And you know, just regular good herbs for the kidneys, just for general maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
The burdock, you know, a lot of people talk about the burdock seed. I mean, the burdock root, but they don't talk about the burdock seed. That burdock seed is really good. That thing has urinating out till you can't stop urinating. The couch grass, the chickweed. The chickweed is really good because I actually like it better than dandelion leaf, because it has so many functions. It works so good. It actually keep your weight down good too, because it'll pull that bad water off of you. I love that chickweed. You know, it's really good for the kidneys. It's good when sisters urinate on themselves. It's good when brothers have prostate issues. You know, it's good for appetite control as well. If you can't keep your mouth closed, the chickweed is really good for that. You know, that's an amazing plant. You know, the I like now sometimes you have people that have bruised kidneys be bruised from drinking all that darn soda and caffeine and a whole bunch of other mess. So we can go around that with plants like pibichua, plants like, they also call it princess pine sometimes, cleavers, goldenrod, really amazing for bruised kidneys, you know, to help rebuild the kidneys when they've been abused. The Queen Anne lace is really good for bruised kidneys. They also call that the wild carrot, you know. And this is where we get the original carrot from. Now, when you seeing, like, let's say when you seeing blood in your urine, you can stop that bleeding with herbs like shade grass. I normally call it horsetail. I love that plant a lot. The plantain leaves. We're not talking about the plantain that you drink. Even though that plant, those leaves, you know, the wrapping on the plantain does have good properties, especially for the skin. But, you know, that plantain can really pull poison out your body, and it can stop. It can actually stop.
So that's why Latinos live a little longer than we do?
Oh, yes. But I'm talking about the plantain leaf. You see it everywhere. I'll be stepping on it all the time. That's what I'm talking about. I want to make a distinction between the plantain leaf, the banana-looking plantain, and the plantain leaf. And that plant actually is so amazing that plant by itself is, oh, man, it can pull poison out your body. It's really good, man. Really, really amazing plant. But it's good for stopping urinary bleeding amongst quite a few other things.
Right.
You know. So when your kidneys, you know, you also want to rub things on your kidneys. You can use, like I said, with them. I'm just talking about this because there's so many people that's affected with the kidneys. That you can rub, like you can boil some ginger root, put a towel in there, soak up that fluid, and then place it directly on your kidneys. And put a heating pad on your kidneys with that formation of that you boiled them ginger root and then just put a heat compress over your kidneys.
Right.
With that compression. And you do that over time, you're gonna get good results. You see,
okay.
There's so much that can be done, and I'm just really tipping the iceberg. There's no reason to be suffering with kidney problems or any imbalance relating to that area, and so they can fill up dialysis machines because most of the people that's having these kidney problems already live in still. So you can scam a little easier than you can scare others.
You right. Know? Yeah, my uncle dealing with that now. And like when it was just where he could still urinate, I told him, I said, listen, they're trying to make you a patient. You know, they're gonna keep diagnosing you until you need that stuff full time. You don't drink enough water. Now he in a wheelchair, you know, one of them little mobile chairs in Walmart,
You know, I'm like, man, he ain't believe me. He called me a what he called me? He gave me a name. You know, I guess I don't have a degree. I don't know nothing about this. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
They believe what these doctors tell him. And then now he in the wheelchair. He still, he all think, they make it sound like it's his fault. You know, why he in that chair.
Yeah.
God just said, I was in the military. They give them all, they got such a good story they tell them, and they believe it's their lifestyle that got them there, which it is to a
mm-hmm.
degree.
That's right.
But what they believe that the only treatment that's going to work is what they do. You know,
that's
not
right.
Drinking more water, drinking clean water, like distilled water. You know, try
mm-hmm.
to do that and, you know, and put some minerals back in your body. You
that's
know?
Right.
And one thing I know about the doctors, they never tell them to change their diet. Never.
Never.
Hey, oh, yeah, you can eat this and you can eat that. You can eat, it's all right. You can do this. Yeah, see, you can keep coming back. You got to, even if you eat, like, this week, I haven't eaten meat at all, right? Because I'm
right.
trying to clean my body out.
That's right.
So I can't clean my body out and keep putting the stuff back in. So I got to. I change my diet. I eat oatmeal and I eat some salad, greeny salads and stuff like that. That's all I've been eating for the last 2 days. And drinking water.
That's great.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
But,
you can't beat that doing
yeah.
them fast. Yeah, you need to give your body a natural
no.
fast.
Right. So,
yeah,
We're good.
You say you're not putting.
I'm not putting in
but
the junk, you know, little stuff that I ain't like pizza and the milks and cheeses and stuff like that. I don't drink milk anyway, but a lot of times we get milk and don't know it because it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
that's
making
right.
everything with milk. So, you know, as I noticed my eczema was flaring back up, I said, well, I got something I'm eating that's causing that to flare up. And that's my liver is probably not filtering out something.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on some milk thistle, put some milk thistle in, you know, making drinking milk thistle tea,
mm-hmm.
things like that. But that's the thing.
That's
they want to continue the same lifestyle, eat the same thing, and get well at the same time. If you want your body to drastically heal, because the body can heal pretty fast if you stop
that's right.
poisoning it.
That's right.
You got to stop. I tell people with cancer, you can't keep feeding the cancer the stuff it likes. And that's sugar, milks, and meats. It loves that stuff. It's going to keep growing. You got to stop that. First thing is,
you
have
to.
What am I going to eat? What am I going to do? What am I? What you going to do is die. That's what you're going to do. You know, that's
right.
what you're going to do. Like, you remember that late girl I sent you to help with the arthritis and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always an excuse. So she went back to taking
right.
the damn injections. I said, yeah, them injections make you feel good temporarily. Then that pain comes back worse than it did before you had it. That medication
and
is designed to give you temporary relief and deteriorate the bones at the same time.
What people don't realize is the symptoms they exhibiting is actually their body curing them. That's what
mm-hmm.
people don't realize. Now, most people get
mm-hmm.
it if they eye watering. They get that. If you coughing,
mm-hmm.
it needs to come out. But then you take this
right.
and stop it. The pain is actually breaking up the mucus buildup in the area. I'm going to say this, and I got to run. That pain
yeah.
that you're feeling, Like if you get, like, joint pain,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's going to heat up. It's heating up to break up the mucus in that area. Once that mucus
right.
is broken
right.
up, it can now be pushed through the body. You would never wash a greasy a pan or anything with cold water. You're going to use
right.
hot water. The body naturally
yeah.
rushing fluid to it, putting water down to rinse it out, making it hot, cooking it, But then you take this trash to start the healing.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to do a deal with it in the acute phase. Now you're going to prolong it and make it a chronic disease. You know, but you can't
yep.
do that to people because nobody want to feel no form of discomfort. You know, the body is
nope.
is so intelligent. But, yeah, God, I got
right,
to run. All right, so.
Okay.
All
right, man, peace.
Hey, have a good week, brother. Peace.
All right, you too.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.